Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins led an eight-man squad accused of kidnapping an Iraqi man from his home in April 2006, marching him to a ditch and shooting him to death in the village of Hamdaniya. Hutchins said he thought the man, who turned out to be a retired policeman, was an insurgent leader. Prosecutors accused the squad of planting a shovel and an AK-47 to make it appear he was an insurgent. None of the other seven squad members served more than 18 months. The Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, the military's highest court, overturned the murder conviction against Hutchins on Wednesday, who had served almost half of his 11-year sentence in prison. The judges agreed with Hutchins, who claimed his constitutional rights were violated when he was held in solitary confinement without access to a lawyer for 7 days during his 2006 interrogation in Iraq.
It's an absolutely hypocritical, cynical, outrageous ruling, because here is a Marine sergeant who bound and gagged a man and killed him in cold blood, a civilian, father of 11 children, grandfather of four. All the evidence is clear, and it's thrown out because he testified without a lawyer being present. I mean, they had, even the evidence itself was not just from him. There's no doubt about his guilt.
In their ruling, the court's judges said the Naval Criminal Investigative Service violated Hutchins' Fifth Amendment rights when it interrogated him in May 2006 about the incident and then put him in a trailer in Fallujah with no access to a lawyer or phones. Hutchins said when he asked to tell his side of the story, he was told he could do so the next day when he waived his right to counsel and provided a sworn statement about the crimes. The judges ruled much of the case rested on that confession, which they determined was illegally obtained.
Every part of this is an insult to the sovereignty of Iraq and to the Iraqi people, that a case so well known and so where the guilt is so clear has been let go by the military.
Hutchins already had his case overturned once before by a lower court 3 years ago. The lower court ruled Hutchins' 2007 trial was unfair because his lead defense lawyer quit shortly before it began. The military court disagreed back then and sent him back to the brig after 8 months working at a desk job at California's Camp Pendleton. The case is believed to be among the most serious Iraqi war crimes prosecuted by the government. The decision is seen as a major blow to the U.S. military's prosecution of Iraqi war crimes and the efficiency of the military judicial system. Many are now asking, if in fact Hutchins was innocent, why did it take the court 5 years to figure it out? And if he wasn't, why was he let free? Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.